She had it 12 long years, she didn't know what to do. But she heard Jesus was coming through her town. So she fell on her knees and started crawling on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the hem of his garment, gonna give him all I have in this moment. This ain't no ordinary
blind to see. You see, this man was betrayed. He was crucified for you and me. This man only wanted to make us free. But church, just in 3 days, he rose with all. Crucified for you and me. This man only wanted to make us free. Oh, that wasn't where the story ends. He rose with all power.
No one can break your chains, give you victory.
In 3 days, he rose with all power.
Give him all I have in this moment. Hallelujah. He's not an almighty God. He's the only real God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Woo. We don't have to feel him to know that he's in our midst, but I sure love to feel him. And I can feel him in the sanctuary this morning. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Some of us just need to get in his presence. How long's it been since you were in his presence all by yourself, where you couldn't wait to get into his presence in the prayer room? Amen. I tell you, it'll change you. That's how you're changed from glory to glory, in his presence. This time we're going to dismiss all of our children from age 5 to 11. If you have your Bibles, if you'll turn it to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. I'm going to ask you to continuously be praying for our ministers' restoration, June 17th and 18th. Ministers from all over to be a part of what we're doing here at Harvest Time Church, to minister to them, to help them, and just for them to be able to get away. Preachers need to get preached to too. You know, we need help. And that's what this church is going to do for pastors, evangelists, and missionaries. Just got a phone call yesterday that we've got men coming in, pastors out of Mexico flying into the States to come to Ministers Restoration. Three pastors as of right now. Very exciting. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, or chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again for the opportunity to come into the sanctuary, to gather with those of like precious faith. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Lord, for the Word of God, for the Holy Ghost that's able to meet with us, to help us, to empower us in this last day. We ask you, Lord, let the Word of God go forth with power, with unction, with an anointing that would prick and penetrate every heart, change us by the power. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone said, amen. I'm going to preach to you this morning on the simple thought, pulling down strongholds. There's a major war that's happening as I speak to you this morning. It's not a war with guns or bombs or tanks or missiles, but it's a war going on in the inside of every child of God's mind. It's a battle of the mind. We all war against things in our mind. And listen, the battle for the child of God is won or lost in that mind. So you and I must learn how to win the battle of the mind. Every one of our lives are always moving in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Did you hear what I said? Every one of our lives are moving constantly in the direction of our strongest thoughts. And what we think actually shapes who we are. You are what you eat. I'm talking to you about not just the physical, but you are what you eat in the spiritual. What you think on, what you watch, what you listen to won't be long. When you behold it long enough, you will become what you think on. As Christians, we don't need modern science to agree with us, but it actually need modern science to agree with us, but it actually does. From eating disorders to relational challenges, addictions, and even some forms of depression and an anxiety are rooted in faulty and negative patterns of thinking. That's modern science. Modern science is just catching up with what the Bible has always said. Why? Because my Bible says all throughout Proverbs, but in particular, Proverbs 23 and 7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You think on it long enough, you're going to become it. You say, well, preacher, I just don't agree with that. Well, I can tell you, just go ahead and try it. It won't be long. You think on it long enough, and you're going to become exactly what you think. In 5 years from now, that person that's looking back at you in the mirror will be shaped by the thought you're having right now. I said that person 5 years from now will be shaped by the thoughts that you're having right now. You are moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. And what we think will determine who we become tomorrow. We in the mind. I'm telling you today that it is the greatest battle that's ever been fought, is that war in your mind. What you think upon, what you allow to come into your mind, what you force your mind to think on every single day. Well, preacher, I just can't help but think on certain things. That's not true according to the Word of God. For my Bible says you got to pull down the strongholds. You got to cast down the imaginations. Let me just use an East Texas vernacular. You got to harness that old horse or that mule, and you got to harness it, and you got to pull it in the left direction or the right direction. You tell it what to think. It doesn't tell you. No, when a man or woman is saved, that spirit begins to take in control of that soul and that mind. So that flesh is no longer in control. That mind is no longer in control. The Spirit of God takes control, and you can think the thoughts that you want to think. In our text, Paul the Apostle has learned the secret of pulling down strongholds. He has learned the secret of the battle of the mind. He says again, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination. Learned as a child of God to cast down imaginations. Casting down imaginations. How do you do that, preacher? I'm going to tell you, anything that does not line up with this book, anything that would draw me away into this world, any temptation, any lust, any sinful thing, I've got to learn to cast it down. And I'm going to tell you what God taught me by the power of the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost. Not only do I cast down that imagination, but immediately I filled my mind with a good thought. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us what to think on. You think on things that are good, pure, holy. Oh, come on, church. You can cast down imaginations. You don't have to think sinful thoughts. You've got to deal with it in the first few seconds it comes to your mind. Listen, it's not a sin to have an evil thought. Every one of us are tempted by the devil. We're also, I believe, this old fleshly carnal mind will come up. It's not a sin when it comes into your mind. I'll tell you when it becomes a sin. It becomes a sin when you begin to meditate on it. How soon, preacher, do we cast down that imagination? I'd say in the first couple of seconds it comes in there. Why? It is imperative that we don't think on it very long. Because if you think on it very long, it goes from that mind down into that heart. And that heart will end up causing you to sin. Listen, I can prove it by the Word of God. James 1 and 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Let me break it down for you. That word conceived is a word that we use when a woman is with child. She's expecting a child. So what James is saying is the mind comes up, it is tempted. And if you don't cast it down right then and fill your mind with pure, wholesome thoughts, that thought is conceived into the heart. And ladies and gentlemen, it won't be long. And you're going to have that heart's going to give birth to that sin. Oh, you got to cast it down. You got to keep your mind pure. You got to keep your thoughts right. Oh, you got to think the right things. You got to think the thoughts of Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? It won't be long. You think on it long enough, and you will do it. Brother Matt, is it exactly the same thing is thinking the thought and doing it? Well, I can tell you this. I'd rather you think about shooting me than actually shooting me. But I can promise you this. A man that has murder in his heart. All the Bible says, if he's angry with his brother without a cause, he is a murderer. It's time that we get our thoughts right. I can tell you why we're depressed in the church world today. Because we're not thinking the thoughts of God. I'll tell you why. Because when we're going through the line at the grocery store, we're not keeping our mind and our eye eyes on the things of God. I'm telling you, it all starts in the little things. Little things always turn into the big things. We got to get our mind right. We got to think pure thoughts. It all starts and it stops in the warfare of the mind. Wherever that mind goes, so goes the body. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, he says, cast down the imaginations, bring every thought into captivity. But then he talks about something a little bit more in depth. He says something about strongholds. Pull down strongholds. What was Paul the apostle referring to when he said strongholds? Well, we know that in a wartime, a stronghold is a place where the enemy strategically operates from. It's the brains of warfare. It's where the high-ranking officials plan out and strategize in war, a stronghold. A stronghold is a place that's very fortified. It's in old times, it had thick walls, and it was a place of security where leaders would not be killed. In present-day terminology, a stronghold would be like the Pentagon. The Pentagon, you know it's the way it's shaped. I believe it has five sides, and it's got thick walls, and all of their planning for war is in that Pentagon. You know at 9/11, the Pentagon was attacked. The plane came in, and it killed some on the outer exterior walls of the Pentagon. But it's a place that's fortified. It's a place where strategy is formed. It's that fortified, protected place. Listen, Israel, under attack right now by the enemy, they just now destroyed a building. Why? Because they knew that Al Jazeera is there, and they believed it was a place that the enemy was operating from. And their whole mindset was, destroy that building, and we can't just deal with the symptoms of our problems. It's time to get down to the root problem of why we do what we do and what's causing us to think the thoughts we're thinking, and we got to pull down those strongholds. They pulled down that stronghold, and we must do the same thing. We got to stop dealing with the symptoms. We got to stop going through the same motions, all going to the altar, asking God to forgive, making New Year's resolutions, never to fulfill those resolutions. No, I believe for the child of God, there's victory in the house. I believe the same God that sent his son and defeated death, hell, and the grave, he has the power to help you and I to overcome. Don't you tell me for one moment that we are not victors, for we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We must pull down strongholds. What are satanic strongholds? Now, I want to say this to you before I really begin to deal with the stronghold. There is a secret place the enemy, collectively, we are tempted in many of the same areas, but every one of us are different. We have different personalities, we have different strengths, and we have different weaknesses. The enemy knows you and has known you since you were a child. He is not omniscient. That means that he is not all-knowing. He doesn't know everything. Only God can read your mind. The enemy can place thoughts in your mind, but Satan cannot read your mind. He is not omniscient. But listen to me today. He's watching you since you're a child, so he knows a lot about us. You hang around somebody long enough, you can tell a lot about their personality. You know their strengths and their weaknesses. You can tell somebody a lot about them, and Satan knows a lot about us today. And he's going to operate and work on us according to our weaknesses. What are satanic strongholds? Strongholds are those places in our lives that he works on strategically and... Do you hear me? I said Satan operates in the form of lies because the kingdom of Satan is all built around lies. Paul, the apostle, compares lies we believe to these fortresses. And if you believe a lie long enough, it'll become part of you. It'll become part of your thinking, part of your nature. Listen to me. I'll never forget the story about the elephant. You've seen or heard the story about the elephant in the circus, and he just had a little rope around the bottom of his leg. And a man looked at this large beast of an animal, and he wondered. He said, man, how is it that this little rope is causing this great large elephant to be subdued? This elephant could break this rope very easily. So the man went up to the circus trainer and he said, tell me, what in the world have you done? He said, how do you subdue such a large elephant with such a small rope? And the circus trainer said, very easily, he said, all elephants are the same. Whenever they're small enough, they begin to walk. He said, we put a small rope around them, the same size rope, and they try to escape several times, and they can't escape. The terminology, they got a memory like an elephant. Oh, listen, that's exactly what happens. That elephant remembers the time that they were that they could not escape, and they remember the time that they were subdued. Listen, it's the same way with a child of God. Maybe something's happened to you as a child. Maybe something that happened to you as a young adult, and it's got inside your mind, and the enemy says, what held you captive before, where you fell before, you are going to fall and fail again. Let me tell you something. Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. My God causes things to become brand new, and he can defeat all works of the enemy. Have you ever considered yourself to be trapped in a self-made prison? There's a lot of folks that are in a self-made prison today. It's in their mind because it didn't feel like it could escape. Maybe some failure in your past or insecurity as a child. The enemy can then set up a stronghold. Listen to me. I'm going to make this unmistakably clear today. Christians cannot be demon-possessed. I don't care what you grew up experiencing. I don't care what you've heard or what's been preached. If you're right with God, washed in the blood, Satan cannot cross the bloodline. Now, can a Christian backslide and get away from God? Absolutely. Can they open up the door to the enemy? Absolutely. I believe that that's whenever they can become possessed. A Christian cannot be demon possessed, but a Christian can be demon oppressed. That means that he can set up and he can work on you. He can war. He can oppress you. Listen, have you ever wondered why you can't shake a habit? Have you ever wondered why that temper is continually out of control? I know we say it's the flesh. It is the flesh. But there's also possibly a stronghold in operation. You ever wonder, and negativity. We have any negative Nancys in the house? Don't raise your hand. A stronghold. Maybe the enemy has a stronghold set up in your life. Harvest Time Church, it is critical that you and I are aware that we're in a fight. Oftentimes we don't realize that there's a stronghold holding us back. The enemy loves to operate when we don't even know he's operating. Oh, we can blame the brother, the sister, the spouse, the boss. We can even blame the man, the neighbor next to us that has a demon-possessed dog. We blame everything other than understand that there's a real devil out there in the invisible world, and he's strategically planning for my demise, for my undoing. I believe the very first thing we need to realize is Ephesians chapter 6. We're not warring against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And you can't fight the devil in the flesh. We need the power of God. We need to get back to the Word of God. Well, we need to wield this sword of the Spirit and use it as an offensive weapon. We need to get back to prayer and put the enemy to flight. We are no match for the devil, but I can tell you what is a match. The one who lives inside of me has already defeated him, and greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. We are overcomers this morning. The Bible says very clearly in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He wants to keep you from God. He wants to rob you of inner peace and joy. How does he do this? Many of you may have, you've read Paul Harvey, the letter he wrote or on the broadcast in 1965. He said, if I were the devil, this is what I would do. And if you read that, you pull it up online and you read Paul Harvey's 1965 statement, if I were the devil, this is what I would do. You would see that almost everything that he wrote about 1965 has happened today in America. Listen, if I were the devil, I'd lie to you. I would tell you that God doesn't love you. I would tell you that you have gone too far into sin. I'd tell you that you had messed up too much. Oh, but he doesn't know. He doesn't want you to know the truth that my God is all merciful. He doesn't want you to know the truth that God's a God of second chances. He doesn't want you to know the truth that the blood of Jesus still cleanses all manner of sin. He doesn't want you to know the truth that if you ever get full of the Holy Holy Ghost, if you ever get full of God, if you ever get sold out to God, that you're going to be a threat to the kingdom. So what does he do? He lies to you. He lies to me. It may be in certain areas that we're all lied to in different ways. Listen to what John 8, Father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Look at this. I find this very interesting. The only time Satan is called a creator, a father, is here in connection with lies. The only time he's given a terminology as some form of a creator or a father is when it has to do with lies. Every single day, make no mistake about it, every single day, Satan is looking for an opportunity to tell you a lie. That church doesn't love you. That preacher doesn't care about you. They don't want you to be a part in that kingdom. You'll never amount to anything. Your husband, he doesn't care. Your wife doesn't care. Oh, come on, I'm telling you, Satan's good at lying, because he's the father of lies. He's the creator of lies. Oh, come on. Listen, let me show you some ways he lies. If you succeed at something, he'll just let you know, look, you did all by yourself. You didn't need God. If you fail, he will attempt to brainwash you into thinking you will always be a failure. If you succeed, he says it's all you. And pride enters into that heart. If you fail, he says you'll never amount to anything. Well, everybody else is doing it, and it's common in today's world. If you give in to pornography, he tells you, you are a sick, demented person that doesn't love God. You see, it doesn't matter what it is. He always looks for an opportunity to lie because he lies about everything. Listen, for centuries, people has believed the world is flat. Did you know that? Do you know that people, they're called flat earthers. They still believe that the world is flat. Come on. And they don't go too far out in the ocean. Why is that? Because they believe that they're going to fall off the edge of the earth. It doesn't matter how many satellite videos of that round, beautiful earth out in the atmosphere. They are flat earthers, and they're believing a lie. And that lie has affected their lives. Let me tell you, the lies that you believe about yourself, the lies that you have caused you to be paralyzed in the kingdom. I'm nothing. I'm not amounting to anything. I can't. I won't. God will never. It's a lie. And it's time for us to start exposing the lies of the enemy. I don't believe God's ever going to save my child. Well, he won't if you believe that lie. But if you'll get a hold of the horns of the altar one more time, I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible, and lies must be exposed. I remember when I was a child, I failed the first grade. I'm not bragging. I went through it two times. I had problems focusing. I would buy, pencils were 10 cents a piece. I'd buy about four pencils and I'd stay at the pencil sharpener like this. I'm going to tell you, in my mind, I'm thinking I had a learning disability. I remember when I was about 13 years of age. Now, I passed after I failed the first time. You know, I was able to get through by the skin of my teeth. And I'll never forget, I was in Royal Rangers one day at Victory Assembly in Hattiesburg, and they were doing a CPR and a first aid course. And I told that lady, I said, there was a test afterwards. I said, well, I just want to tell you ahead of time that I'm a slow learner. I don't know if I can get this. But I focused, and I got the highest great out of anybody, including the adults. And I had convinced myself that there's something wrong with my mind. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying there's not, but God's grace is sufficient. Come on. I asked the instructor, I can't believe that it's taking place. And they said, well, let me tell you what your problem is. You believe the lie that you're not very smart. Some of you believe the same lie that you're not gifted, you're not smart, you'll never be anything for God. That's a lie. What we need to do is expose the lie of the enemy. You need to pull down that stronghold. God wants to use you in this last hour like he's never used you before. Well, it's too late along the journey. I've done too much. I've wasted too much time. What better time to get a hold of God than right now to live the last part of your life on fire for God and do everything you can for the cause of Christ? It's time to pull down that stronghold. I'm telling you, every single thing the enemy operates from in that stronghold is a lie, because he's the father of all lies. I can't change. Even if I try, I'll always be stuck. He's going to remain the same. That's a lie. I don't believe my grandchildren's ever going to come back to God. Instead of getting better, they're getting worse. Well, listen, that's a lie. That it may be in the natural, but I'm telling you, I still believe a God who can do the impossible. Oh, the enemy will say, no one really loves you. And if they knew you, they really wouldn't love you. Well, maybe there's some truth in that. No, that's a lie. I'm not good at relationships. When I get real close, I mess things up. Well, maybe you do. Well, get the victory over it. Pray through. Ask somebody to help you. You don't have to live in that state. You don't have to be that way. If you think you can't hear me today, if you think you can't, you probably won't. But if you, on the other hand, begin to think you can by the power of Christ, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The same is true with your problems. If you dwell on them, they're going to overwhelm you. If you feel like a victim, you are a victim. I said, if you feel like a victim, poor me. I've been dealt a very bad hand in life. It just seems like it always happens to me. I just never can get ahead. Come on, church. I'm not trying to be insensitive this morning, but I'm telling you, there's a place the enemy's been operating in that mind too long, and it's time to pull that mess down. It's time to get some victory today. Until you get victory, you're not going to have the power to help anybody else. What I want is victory in the house. Oh, no, I am nothing in myself. But through him, through the power of the Spirit of God, I can do all things and you can do all things. We must pull down strongholds. Why? And you don't take the stronghold, the city will reestablish itself. Do you hear me? If you don't pull down the stronghold in a city in war, it's going to regroup, reestablish itself. That's the reason why we deal with the symptoms so long, we have a problem in our life, and we go and we pray, and we get the victory, so we seem to think, but it just seems to resurface a week later, 2 weeks later, or a month later, and we wonder why. And the enemy gets in your mind, and he really establishes a stronghold then. Because what he does is he uses your past experiences of failure, and he says, look, you've tried this 100 times, and it's going to happen to you every single time you try. Listen, he has already set up a stronghold in your life. What you better do is you better figure out what it is. You better figure out what that lie is and go and pull it down. Listen, I can't just deal with the symptoms anymore. I got to figure out what the lie is. So we must bring down the stronghold. No, I can't do it by myself, and you can't do it by yourself. But the Holy Ghost can reveal it. And I believe the Holy Ghost is revealing some things right now. There's some lies the enemy has told you for so long. And we mask it in insecurities. Oftentimes, a child of God, listen, I understand we all have insecurities. We all have weaknesses and frailties. But as a child of God, we got to get the victory over it. I say we got to get the victory over it. Well, I'm insecure. I just don't want to do this. I don't think very highly of myself. Well, poor you. I'm telling you, there's people dying and going to hell out there, and we're worried about poor. Help somebody. I'm not the victim. I'll tell you who the victim is. The victim is that drug addict, that alcoholic, that prostitute that's bound by the powers of hell who cannot free themselves. What they need is a blood-bought church, somebody that's full of the power of the Holy Ghost to pray them through to victory. We are not victims. That world that's lost without God, that's controlled by Satan, they're the victims. I can't do it myself, pull down strongholds, but God can through me. Number one, We must find out what the stronghold is. In order to pull down a stronghold, you've got to identify the stronghold. And I believe the Spirit of God's already speaking to hearts right now. I don't want you to overlook the minor things. I don't want you to think of some great cardinal sin that, oh, I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that. Let me tell you something. There are little things that hold us hostage. Listen, what lie is it that the enemy's speaking to you and has spoke to you that's holding you hostage? Listen, you cannot defeat what you cannot define. You cannot defeat what you cannot define. You need to identify it. What is that insecurity? What is that thing that you've listened to, the enemy that you've listened to? Listen, this morning, we've got to identify that lie in order to pull down the stronghold. The Holy Ghost is talking to some of us right now. If you want to truly change your life, you cannot just change your behavior. Do you hear me? If you want to change your life, you can't just transformation. We got to be transformed by the power of God, and then the behavior changes after that. Listen, I don't get cleaned up before I come to Jesus. I come to Jesus how I am. A humble, submitted person. I don't care if you're a child of God or if you're a sinner. I come and I lay it at the cross. I lay it down at the feet of Jesus. And I tell you, I can't overcome what I was before. I have to have the power of the Spirit of God. I used to drink alcohol every single day of my life. I didn't do it at the house when I was in high school, but I did. I'd drive away and I drank alcohol. I was an alcoholic. By the age of 19 years old, from 14 to 19. I was probably an alcoholic, 17, 18. And I remember when I got saved, I had a stronghold operating in my life. I'll tell you what I did. First thing I did was I cast down that imagination. And I filled my mind with the thoughts of the Word of God. I would think about the things that God had done for me. I would think about the times I was miserable in my sin and how He set me free. And I began to think about the good things of God. I would cast down that imagination and I immediately filled my mind with the thoughts of God. Well, I'll tell you something. The enemy had a stronghold of alcoholism in my mind. I'd go to sleep. I wouldn't think about it when I was awake, but I'd dream about beer. But I'm going to tell you, I woke up and I rebuked that spirit and I got the victory. I pulled down the stronghold and God gave me the victory. He told me I couldn't overcome. I told Him I can't, but He can through me. The grace of God empowers me. Even if you change your actions for a while, the original issue will just reestablish itself if you don't pull down the stronghold. That's why Christianity has never been about behavior modification. It's about a life transformation. Listen, we've all experienced the frustration. New Year's resolutions. I'm gonna lose. I think I need to lose a lot more, but I think I just need to lose about 3 pounds. I can't even lose 3 pounds. New Year's resolutions. We're gonna pray more. We're going to pray. We're going to seek God more. We're going to stop yelling at the kids right before the Sunday morning service. I mean to tell you, I'm going to make me a New Year's resolution. Listen, for a few weeks, it seems to work. Then we go right back to our old self. Why is that? Why do we try so hard in the natural? Or we make these promises that we can't keep and we go back. I'll tell you why. Because we haven't got to the root of the problem. We've dealt with some of the enemies in that city, but we haven't gone after the stronghold in that city. We haven't figured out what lie we're believing that the enemy has told us. And I'm telling you, lies come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. What I believe and what you believe are two different things. It doesn't matter what it is. He's the father of lies, and I'm exposing that liar today. He is the father of all lies, and we're going to pull down the stronghold. You can't overcome that sin that you keep falling into. That's a lie. You can't be a consistent Bible reader or a prayer warrior. Look how many times you've tried all these years. And He'll laugh and you'll just wilt under that oppressive spirit. Look, you haven't, it may be a truth in the sense that you have failed, but I'm telling you this, God is a God of miracles. Don't ever believe that lie. We need to expose it. The lie that we believe, what is it? We must address it. We must deal with it and we must pull it down. By identifying and destroying the lie, that is equivalent to pulling down the stronghold. You don't have what it takes to win, and I don't either. We need God's help today. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you, help this church, help me to identify the lies, the strongholds of the enemy. Someone come to the piano this morning. Do you remember the story of the elephant? I want you to think about this. This elephant, a large beast of an animal, with a little rope tied on his leg. In his mind, because he couldn't whenever he was a child. Some of you have strongholds that have been placed in your mind when you were a little child. Certain things happen to you, and it's established and solidified your thinking. Maybe it was some insecurity that happened in school. Maybe it was in the home. Maybe it was some situation. You failed. You got hurt. You messed up. And you've convinced yourself it'll never change. Maybe it happened sometime in your young teenage or adult life. You tried, but you were a failure. You just could not believe God, and you didn't get the victory. Your faith was very low, and you couldn't believe God for healing. And every time you pray for someone that's sick, maybe you pray for someone and they died. And the enemy has set up a stronghold in your mind and said this: God doesn't heal. You go ahead and believe God. You go ahead and speak that. You go ahead and believe that. They're going to die just like that other person died. That's a stronghold, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Our mind that we must deal with. We've got to pull it down. We don't just cast down imaginations. We don't just bring every thought unto the obedience of Christ. That's dealing with that city and the enemy within that city. But you got to get to the root of that problem, and that is the stronghold. Just like that elephant, it was in a self-made prison because something happened to it as a child, and it couldn't get over it. So many people here today, so many situations, I believe the Spirit of the Lord's speaking to you about. I won't. God will never. It just won't happen. Let me tell you what that is. That's a stronghold. Strongholds can also be defined as some major, I've heard it preached different ways, strongholds are some major thing in your life that you're just, it's got in control of you. Absolutely. I believe that. But it's all based upon lies. Because our God, who created the earth, who breathed the breath of life into Adam and Eve, and they became a living soul, the God who parted the Red Sea, the God who works miracles every single day, the God that keeps this earth in orbit, causes it to rotate and orbit the sun, the God of miracles that created us, is able to do all things. Every lie that you believe becomes a demonic stronghold in your life. And every stronghold in your life will cause you to be ineffective and powerless to help somebody else. Some of you, maybe you're struggling and you're living in a state of a victim mentality. God wants to deliver you today because there's somebody that's going to come in your path that's going to need deliverance. And unless you're delivered, you can't deliver somebody else. What lie are you believing? I know people who say, my mom wasn't there for me. She always worked. And she just don't love me. And I'm telling you, mom was never there. She worked and we were at the house all by ourselves. That's terrible. But there's a lie that's been put in that mind by the enemy to that now adult child. Or my dad never came to my games, my ball games. He worked all the time. He didn't love me. That's a lie. It's a lie from the devil. I can go on and on and on and on about little lies that are told. On and on and on about lies the enemy wants to place in that mind. Strongholds. Strongholds. It's time to pull them lies down. In this service today, we're going to pull some lies down. We're going to identify, define it, and get the victory. Can we stand? What is it that the enemy's been lying to you about? What is it that the devil has lied to you about? Is it in the area of the supernatural? Is it in the area of your relationship with people? Maybe he's told a young person, you're never going to get married. I'm telling you right now, that will mess somebody up. You're never going to find a good godly man. They're all being taken. You're never going to find a good girl. Don't believe them lies. Your children are never going to get the victory. They're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Listen, the enemy will paralyze you with fear. That is his goal, to paralyze you with fear. Listen, when fear moves in, faith leaves. Faith and fear cannot coexist together. One's going to dominate the other. But we've got to choose to believe not the report of the world, not what we can see with the natural eye, not what comes into that carnal mind, but what the word of the Lord says. My Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. I'm telling you today, somebody's going to get victory in this house. God wants to deliver, but you've got to make up your mind. I'm going to pull down that stronghold. I'm going to pull it down. Stop of the enemy. I'll never be used of God. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. The enemy told me that the best I could ever do was testify to somebody about the Lord. I knew I wasn't a preacher. I knew that. But I had somebody come up to me and say, you're preaching Wednesday night. Be ready. I'm like, no, I'm not. He said, yeah, you are, son. Some of us need somebody to get a hold of us. Some of you need to get somebody to get a hold of you and shake you and bring back some sobriety to you. It ain't over till God says it's over. Do you hear me? Let me say this again. It ain't over until God is. My God, still a God of the supernatural. Can we lift our hands all over this place? And I'm going to ask you to ask the Lord to identify the stronghold, the lie that you've believed, because some of you are believing a lie. Ask him to identify it and help you to have the grace to pull it down. Heavenly Father, Lord, I preach what you've given me today. Our minds are a battleground. We know that there's a warfare that is constantly going on, but God, I know that you're able to do the impossible. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, oh God, that you would speak by your Spirit, that you would, oh God, you are a God of miracles. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that cannot be turned around with the help and the power of the Holy Ghost. Help us, oh God. Help us today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Before we give this general altar call, is there anybody in this house? You say, Brother Matt, I'm away from God. I'm a backslider. I'm not right with God. I need to get right with God. I want you to raise your hand. You're in this house. You need to be saved. Anyone in this house? Very quickly, just lift your hand up. Put it back down. God, well, let me just say this to you. That stronghold, if you don't get the victory over it, it can slowly pull you away. I want us to come and stand around these altars today. Can we come, everyone gathering close up against the wall, in the pews right here in the front? Move in close. We're going to lift our hands and we're going to ask the Lord, what is it? I want you to identify something. What fearful thought, what lie has the enemy spoke to you? What area of your mind is he strategically constantly working from and manipulating and moving? What is it? What is it that he's telling you? How is he controlling you? Have you identified it? Because when we're controlled by that lie, it'll move us in the wrong direction in life. Do you know that? Message. Our lives are directed by our strongest thoughts. Proverbs 23:7, for whatsoever a man think on in his heart, so is he. The more you meditate on it, the more you think on it, you'll be driven in that direction. What do I do, Brother Matt? I'm just struggling. I want to go back and I want to say this again. Cast down every imagination. If you cast down an imagination and don't fill your mind with the thoughts of God, that imagination is going to keep coming back. Did you hear me? This is the basics of spiritual warfare, warring and battling in that mind. You cast down that imagination, and if you don't fill your mind with something else good, it's going to keep coming back. My brother-in-law gave me this terminology years ago. He said, it's like an old gnat. You swat it away. These thoughts are like gnats. You know, they just keep coming back and they just keep landing. But if you'll fill your mind with the thoughts of God, you'll bring every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Sometimes I start getting... Listen to this. I woke up at 3:45 in the morning, burdened for this church, two nights ago, 3:45. Your faces started flashing before me. And my whole heart, it was more than a burden. I started to worry. What about this family? What about this family? What about this family? You know what I had to do? About 4:30, about 45 minutes to an hour later, I had to say, Lord, after praying for them, I had to say, I give it to you. I give it to you. And when I did, that thing released off of me, and I started envisioning this family. I started envisioning this person getting healed by the power of God. I started thinking the thoughts of this marriage being restored and this person coming back to God and getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. I was feeling good all over more than anywhere else about 4:30 in the morning. Why? Because I begin to think the thoughts of God. When you begin to think right thoughts, you'll feel right. You think bad thoughts, you're going to feel bad. It's time to harness your old mind like an old stubborn mule, and you tell that mind what to think. Don't think of whatever comes to your mind. Pull down the stronghold. Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, there's some here that are in a desperate, desperate place. I know they're in the balance and they're found wanting. Some watching by Facebook are struggling, they're warring in their mind. The fear of what's happening tomorrow, what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years. They're consumed with fear and anxiety. Lord, I know that this is detrimental to the spiritual life. It seems so natural and it seems okay to be worried and be concerned. But God, you've commanded us to think on certain things. Lord, you've commanded us to have pure thought. Lord, I'm asking you to help us identify every person in this sanctuary. Help them to identify the thing that's caused that stronghold to be set up in their mind. I bind the spirit of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I'm exposing you and your lies. Lift your voices all over this sanctuary. I'm exposing the lie of the devil. You're a liar. Satan, you're a liar. We're exposing you, and we command you to get your hands off the children of the Most High God. Lord, I'm asking you to help us to identify that stronghold in our life, the lies that we believed, and help us, oh God, oh, Lamb of God, to think pure thoughts, to harness our mind, to redirect our thinking, to think pure thoughts. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding fill every heart and every mind in this house. Some of you have been tormented the last week. This whole week you've been tormented by the power of the enemy. It's time to cast down that imagination. It's time to pull down that stronghold. You don't have to be tormented any longer. You don't have to be tormented any longer. Cast down the imagination. Oh God, I'm asking you to bring touch somebody. Let's pray one for another. Oh, Lamb of God. I want you to pray for that person beside you, like their life depends on it right now. Pray for that person beside you like their life depends on it right now. Hallelujah. Lift your voices. Lift your voices. Let's pray.